Adam Pengilly, morning to you, mate.
Morning, Jared. Morning, boys.
Just going to have to listen to this rubbish next to me, but we just mentioned hopeful. That was a really nice win in the Lord Mayor's Cup and could be a horse to watch going forward.
Yeah, no doubt, Jared. Annabelle Neesham, she has the knack, doesn't she, getting these imports ready to go early in their Australian careers. Generally, it sort of takes them two or three racing preparations to really find their stride. We've seen she's done it with Zaki in the past, and hopeful is another horse. He had to put the riding on the wall at Hawkesbury there first up. In Australia, although he played up a lot in the yard, he was a real rat bag. He was a lot better behaved there at Rosehill on the weekend, and Rachel King just managed to coax enough out of him to get him over the line to win that Lord Mayor's Cup. So it's a tricky time of year for him. They might try and head up to Queensland if they get a chance, can find a suitable race, but no doubt he'll be a player at some stage, I imagine, throughout the spring, maybe the late spring. We'll see what Annabelle's got in mind. The frontman was good, much better there on the weekend, and Rock, he sort of circled the field. Looked like he was going to run past him in about 250 metres to go. He just didn't quite see out the 2,000 metres. But take that away from hopeful, he's a really nice import for the Annabelle Neesham yard to work with.
A mixed day for Sam Clipperton at Rose Hill.
Yeah, he certainly was the story of the day, wasn't he, Loz, with the winning treble. He's just riding so well at the moment, Sam. I know he had a really rough sort of patch there about 12 months ago in his career, but the last 6 months, he's probably the most improved jockey in the Sydney's jockey's room. He got that monk off his back with that Group 1 last week with Marzu in the Doomben 10,000, I think his confidence is just sky high at the moment. So to get a treble was a really nice way to continue his form at the moment. Unfortunately, it was spoiled by suspension riding that filly's heading up towards Queensland there for Caroline Jennings. He caused a bit of interference about the 800-metre mark, so he'll be sitting out in the sidelines for a week, and also copped a bit of a suspension for not making weight on another horse as well. I think, Sam, just if anyone wants to know what these jockeys go through, he was sort of questioned by the stewards mid-afternoon there yesterday about not making the weight for one of the horses he was supposed to ride. And he said, well, listen, sir, I'm really sorry, but I haven't had a drink since 8 o'clock on Friday night. So he'd almost gone, 18, 20 hours without a drink to try and keep his weight down. But unfortunately, he was just feeling really ill and needed to take a bottle of water there to try and keep his fluids up. So, yep, that's a bit of a window into the life of jockeys, but no doubt Sam's riding at the peak of his powers at the moment.
Gee, I tell you what, I don't know if a horse loves Adelaide as much as Lombardo. What, 5 of 5 there at Morfordville after winning the Group 1 Goodwood on Saturday?
Yeah, it certainly caused a boil over, wasn't it, Jared? And you're right, he just gets across the border there from Victoria into South Australia and just finds an extra leg. And I love hearing Mick Price interview, Jared. He's one of the most honest and candid interviews, whether it's pre-race or it's post-race. And he was asked after the race, did you think this horse could ever win a Group 1? And he just flat out said, no, I didn't think he had that ability at all. But he just found the right race for him there on the weekend. And Zach Spain just let him roll along nicely. So well done to the team there with Lombardo. His stalemate was probably the story out of the race, Extreme Warrior, who was the heavily backed favourite and unfortunately tailed off and finished, beat only one runner home. I think Nick Price has virtually confirmed he'll be heading to stud now as a stallion. That wasn't the race for him there on the weekend. Certainly didn't put his best foot forward. But well done to Lombardo, getting that Group 1 on the board. He had been tested in Manicado previously, but that was just the right race for him there in the Goodwood.
Well, the Doomben Cup was postponed on Saturday. Supposed to be racing Wednesday, but now that's been put back to, this Saturday?
Yeah, that's right, Loz. We'll have to wait another week to see Zaki this weekend up there in the Doomben Cup. And I know there was a lot of consternation from a lot of people involved with the industry on Saturday morning. They made a relatively late call to postpone that meeting on Saturday. Then they waited about 8:30, 9 o'clock. There was a lot of people on planes heading up from Sydney and Victoria trying to get up to Brisbane. And by the time they actually landed, they virtually had to turn around and just try and get a flight to go back home, given all the rainfall they've had up there in Brisbane. So, yep, you're right. They wanted to try and race on Wednesday this week. But again, more rain over the course of the weekend virtually meant it was going to be impossible to race on Wednesday. So they'll switch that race across the road to Eagle Farm, which dries a little bit better. And no doubt Zaki will appreciate that, getting on a slightly drier track. But we'll wait and see how that plays out later in the week.
And your story on the back page of the Sydney Morning Herald in conjunction with Michael Chemis, your colleague, under the headline, Dragons adamant Bird won't be flying the coop. So Jack Bird still hasn't signed that deal with the Dragons. Is that right, Adam?
Yeah, that's right, Jared. He agreed to terms virtually a couple of weeks ago. I think it was after they got beat by Melbourne a couple of weeks ago before heading up to Magic Round. He was going to stay at the Dragons on a 2-year deal with an option for a third year. But we're going to wait to officially sign until they got back in Sydney. And obviously the Dragons have been in camp for the best part of a week and a half, 2 weeks. He's back in Sydney and still hasn't signed that deal. Speaking to a few people at the Dragons yesterday, they're not concerned. They think that deal will be signed in the next 48 hours. Hopefully the Tigers are saying that they're not in the race for Jack Bird. They were the most obvious suitors for him. He wasn't going to stay at the Dragons. So we'll wait and see how that plays out. But put it in these terms, I don't think the Dragons are too concerned at the moment. That deal hasn't officially been signed yet.
Mate, thank you so much.
See you, boys.